A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Crossroads, yeah, fell down on my knees. Yeah. Well, my baby been there crying, oh Lord, help her if you please, yeah. I said, well, almost.
We're of course influenced by blues and folk music, but also soul and funk, and also modern dance music. So it's actually a combination of all those ingredients. And we end up trying to form an original style that, you know, that we call Louisiana dub or Delta trance, or we make up our own genres and stuff like that. But that's we play rootsy music, but like somebody in Serbia said last week, we play blues for the 21st century.
Difference between the sound on our album and how we play it live, because there's a different situation. When you play an album, you can listen to it in the car or at night on your record player, and live we really want to make a show and make it like a ceremony. We also call it a voodoo ceremony. Like music is a kind of voodoo.
Baby beer is all excited. Bless you, girl, for the way you sing. I'll bend down and out on gin. You lost your way, but you found my door. And now you're drowning in. Oh, my heart would love. Thank you.
Bless you.
We only exist for 2 years now as this band, My Baby. But we've been playing together for almost 10 years in other bands. And well, it started off actually with me and my brother. Well, us being...
That will be me, though.
Me and brother and sister. So that's where, yeah, where it started, I guess. And then this guy, we picked him up somewhere. He's half from New Zealand, so he's half Kiwi. And he was living in New Zealand when, well, Joost actually started a soul band.
We met each other in Amsterdam a long time ago, and then he moved back to New Zealand, and I decided to come to New Zealand and play together. Like, we had this very nice clique of playing together, and so we had to play together and pick
him up. Well, he asked me to come back to Amsterdam. And then we decided to form a band in 2005 called The Soldiers. And we played for 6 years together in The Soldiers. And then it's a split off band, the three of us.
Yeah. Yes, well, it's a bit bigger band, a more soul band. Yes, but this kind of music we're playing now, that was the interest the three of us had already for a long time. So we just decided to form a band with just the three of us.
She took it by my hand, my baby,
Drinking. Well, let's play a sexy, hot, slow groove. Just because I like it.
Thank you.
It's more of a group process. Yeah. We write songs to we don't really write songs. We go jam in the studio and we play pieces of music we know and something starts to exist. And
together with our producer, he's a big part in that as well. Also, we're recording a second album now, again with the same producer, so we're just, you know, this is a bit of a team, the four of us writing together and having the same vision of where the albums should all head to. So, well, our music did definitely change over the 2 years we've been playing it now. All the songs have had different forms, or even every night we play the songs differently. Yeah, because you wanna.
Depends on the crowd and depends on the night and even the sound there in the room. Like, we just play small differences, but also sometimes we take a big chance of playing a song totally different, and it can be go great or it can be go totally wrong.
Yeah, and of course the songs have developed live, but because you play at a dance festival, for instance, then you end up having a crowd that is dancing and they're not sitting down and listening and drinking coffee. So you end up playing some songs with a lot more drive, and a lot more danceable versions start to exist.
We couldn't do the same versions over and over again, I think. That's also part of, for us, you know, for making music is, you know, making music every night on stage and not just playing your songs as they are on the album or as they are supposed to be, you know. There's no, not one version that is better than the other, you know.
Yes, exactly. You need to leave room for some fresh inspiration, and that inspires. You're inspired, but the crowd is also inspired because they can see that, and that's important always, to do that live.
That something happens on the spot.
When we recorded our first album, we didn't really know what kind of band we would be, what we really experimented a lot, and it actually, the band was created on stage. We were only three of us on stage, and we had to do things differently, and we found out what worked on crowds. And
I started playing guitar.
Yeah.
I didn't play the guitar before, actually, but I was just like, we wanted to do this with the three of us because we are, well, we know each other so well, and we just have the same opinion and vision about what the music should sound like, and, you know, how the rhythm is. We, you know, they are a great team together for the rhythm as well, and I now, hop on to that as well.
And important to mention, of course, we started out with sometimes with a keyboard player and a bass player, and the first half year of playing live, and then it worked, but it didn't work as well as we wanted it to work. So then we ended up playing the three of us, which is guitar and drums and vocals, and
bass.
It ended up being more of a unique band, actually, for people to see, because we don't have the same lineup as most bands, actually. So.
Is that our style?
Oh, is that?
No, no, no.
It did influence how we play and the style of music that we do. It becomes less standard rock.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.